Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at our highs today at 90 degrees again. We hit the record yesterday. We may not hit it today, and I'll show you why we'll be so much cooler over the weekend.
And this barricade is surrounding UNC's quad on campus. Coming up, how the university is responding to security concerns after recent protests.
And crews work into the early morning hours as a fire burns a home. This morning, they're working to learn what caused that fire.
And a former U.S. senator from North Carolina is being honored with the nation's highest civilian honor. Who else is joining Elizabeth Dole in getting Presidential Medals of Freedom today? It is 6 o'clock, everybody. Good morning and happy Friday. And look at this sunrise on fire right now. We appreciate you joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogina. Thanks for making us part of your Friday here, headed towards a busy weekend. Lots going on, lots to get you there to tell you about. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. A record yesterday, Elizabeth. We're headed for the 90s again.
We are likely to hit 90. 93 is the record for today, so we may not quite get there. But yeah, we've got another sky on fire here in Roxborough, looking so pretty. The reason for this pretty sunrise is we're seeing more cloud cover moving in, and that's a sign of the front that's headed our way for the weekend. It's going to bring us some rain, and additional cloud cover will keep our temperatures a few degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday. 67, the temperatures you're heading out the door. The reason we're so warm is we continue to have the southwesterly flow. It just keeps pushing the warm air into our region. So heading out the door, as cool as 55 in Roxborough, as warm as 67 in Durham and Raleigh. Hour by hour, we'll hit mid-80s at lunchtime, and looking at 90 again for this afternoon. Of course, over the weekend, it'll be cooler because we'll have a better chance for rain. 50% chance Saturday and Sunday. And then we keep that trend going next week. I'll show you how much rain we could see total. Coming up, Ken.
Well, Elizabeth, at 6:01, about 10 minutes ago, we told you about a vehicle fire down in the Garner area. You want to get right in on it and show you exactly what we're talking about. It's happening in the eastbound lanes of Highway 70 near the I-40 westbound lane, near that ramp to get onto I-40 westbound. We're hearing from our friends at Waze that that vehicle is on fire. It appears to be off to the side of the road and not causing any major problems for your commute. But if those brake tapping turns into bumper-to-bumper traffic in that area, we'll keep an eye on it for you. Elsewhere in the Triangle, in Durham and Chapel Hill, all the major routes are free-flowing and clear this morning.
Ken, thank you. UNC students are taking their final exams this week with a lot of changes on the campus around them. Barriers are up after clashes between police and protesters this week. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at UNC this morning. And Kelsey, the proof right there, the school's taking precautions.
Renee, these barriers are surrounding the quad this morning. And to put in perspective how high these fences are, I'm about 5'3". So this is just a few feet taller than I am. And it's wrapping around about a half a mile of the quad. So these barricades were put up after protesters removed the American flag from here on Tuesday. Then they replaced it with the Palestinian flag, causing the police to step in. The university closed the Campus Y building yesterday, too. It's a resource hub for students that includes a student-ran coffee shop and food pantry. It also was the place where protesters stored many of their items. So we reached out to UNC, and they released a statement about the Y's closure. They say that they did this for safety reasons. They say that some of the doors were propped open, and that was causing some concerns. But they say that there's no timetable yet on when the Y could reopen. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
New this morning, investigators are working to learn the cause of a fire that caused some major damage to a Fayetteville home. This fire broke out at a home on Trade Street about 12:45 this morning. Responding firefighters were able to quickly bring the fire under control, and there are no reports of any injuries. A major road near Lewisburg is back open this morning after a crash left a person dead and another badly hurt. It was a two-car crash that happened on U.S. 401 near Herman Kemp Boulevard. This was just before 9 last night. The road was closed, though, until after 1 this morning as crews worked to clear the scene. We're working to learn the names of the people involved.
A road in Raleigh is back open this morning after it closed because of a gas leak. This happened on Park Drive between Groveland Avenue and Oberlin Road. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Dominion Energy crews responded to the leak, which was caused by a third party digging in the area.
This morning, a memorial service is happening for the Charlotte police officer killed in Monday's shooting. Governor Roy Cooper plans to attend that service for Officer Joshua Iyer. Iyer is one of four law enforcement officers who died in the shooting. His service is scheduled for 10 this morning in Charlotte, and it will be streamed live online.
President Biden honored the officers killed in that Charlotte shooting during a visit to the state. He met with the families of the officers killed and injured in that shooting behind closed doors yesterday. President Biden also spoke to CMPD Chief Johnny Jennings on the tarmac for several minutes before getting into the motorcade. Biden then traveled to Wilmington, where he announced $3 billion in federal funding to replace lead pipes nationwide. North Carolina will get about $76 million of that.
This morning, we'll learn more about the incident at Columbia University's Hamilton Hall. That's where a New York police officer reportedly fired shots while trying to clear protesters out of that building. NYPD will hold a news conference this morning. No one was injured. Officials say the officer was trying to use a flashlight that was attached to his gun at the time. He instead fired a single shot that hit the wall. And officers say there were other officers there, but no students in the immediate vicinity at the time.
A major shakeup in what was expected to be a heated runoff election. Kelly Daughtry announced she is dropping out of the Republican runoff for the newly drawn 13th congressional district. Daughtry is a Johnston County attorney. She is now throwing her weight behind her former opponent, Brad Knott. In a statement, she said, quote, in light of President Trump's endorsement of Brad Knott for the congressional seat in District 13, it has become clear that a pathway to victory is no longer feasible. Knott is now expected to face Democrat Frank Pierce in the November election.
New this morning, former North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole is one of 19 people who will be honored today with Presidential Medals of Freedom. Dole represented North Carolina in the Senate from 2003 to 2009. She also served as Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Labor, and President of the American Red Cross. She's one of 19 people being honored by President Biden with the nation's highest civilian honor. Some other honorees include Michael Bloomberg, talk show host Phil Donahue, civil rights activist Medgar Evers, Al Gore, John Kerry, Olympic champion Katie Ledecky, Nancy Pelosi, and Academy Award-winning actress Michelle Yeoh.
North Carolina dropped two spots in annual teacher salary rankings. That's according to a report by the National Education Association. The group says North Carolina's average teacher salary is almost $13,000 below the national average. The group says the state now ranks 38th in the nation when it comes to teacher pay.
And we now know the first game of the second round series between the Hurricanes and New York Rangers will be played on Sunday. The Canes made the announcement on social media late last night. The time of the game has not yet been announced. Games one and two, though, will be at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Tomorrow, people here in the Triangle will unite in the fight against breast cancer. This year's Triangle Race for the Cure is tomorrow at Research Triangle Park. Lena Tillette and meteorologist Mike Mays will be there. WREL is a proud sponsor. There's still time to join or donate to Team WREL. Visit WREL.com and search Komen to learn more.
Durham's trying to address a shortage of firefighters, the recruitment effort that's underway, and why the fire chief says the pay may be more than people expect.
Caitlin Clark is expected to make her WNBA debut tonight. How you can watch her take the court with the Indiana Fever.
And another hot day. We reached 90, but over the weekend, temperatures will be cooler because we'll have a better chance for rain. I'll walk you through the timeline for rain Saturday and Sunday.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We take a live look at Goldsboro right now. You can see we do have more cloud cover that's really starting to stream in. A lot of sites, as we were taking a look at the cameras, were pretty clear this morning, really starting to see those clouds build. This is ahead of a front that's going to bring us some rain over the weekend. Town by town, temperatures are feeling comfortable, mostly in the 60s. It's 61 in Lewisburg and Tarboro, 66 in Southern Pines, 64 in Irwin, as well as Rocky Mount and Wilson. So kids at the school bus, shorts and t-shirts are going to be fine. It's comfortable enough this morning that shorts and t-shirts should be okay. We'll be in the mid-80s by lunchtime when they're out on the playground and when they're coming home, temperature around 90 degrees. But we'll see, of course, a better chance for rain this weekend, dropping our temperatures. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, here in the WR Traffic Center, we're seeing some bumper-to-bumper traffic building on I-40 westbound down in the Garner area. This is near the Highway 70 eastbound lanes. We're told there's a vehicle fire in that area. We've been watching it for the last few minutes. Initially, it was just brake tapping going on, but clearly there's something more happening there. We'll keep an eye on it. Give me a few minutes. I'll figure it out for you. Also, we're getting reports of a crash down in the Fuquay Riverina area, a serious crash on Highway 42 in the eastbound lanes there, Old Sage Road. It's not causing any major delays in that area. Should not affect your morning commute.
Thanks, Ken. The Durham Fire Department is hiring. They have opened applications for entry-level positions through May 19th. You don't need any experience. Training at the academy is paid for, and Chief Bob Zaldis says it's a great way to serve the community, and the pay is likely to improve.
The city council is right now considering a really nice pay raise for our members, and if it passes and a recruit graduates from recruit school, they'll be making $51,559 as of May of next year when this school graduates.
The department expects to hire certified and lateral firefighters in midsummer as well.
I-95 in Connecticut will stay closed for days after a fiery crash. A tanker truck filled with gas burst into flames in a crash around 5:30 yesterday morning. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt, but the crash badly damaged a bridge over the interstate. Governor Ned Lamont says the hope is to reopen the interstate by Monday morning.
An aviation worker who went public with concerns about Boeing 737 MAX planes has died. He's the second Boeing whistleblower to die in recent weeks. Joshua Dean died earlier this week after multiple diagnoses, including the flu, pneumonia, and MRSA. The 45-year-old was a former quality auditor for Boeing supplier. He alleged managers failed to act on manufacturing defects on those 737 MAX planes. He was let go last year in what he called an act of retaliation. His death comes after another Boeing whistleblower died by suicide in March.
Take a look at this. Deputies in Indianapolis saved a woman after her car flipped over and landed in a ditch filled with water. Deputies and firefighters had to remove their own personal safety equipment to get close enough to the vehicle to break a window. From there, they pulled the woman out. She was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
SpaceX's constellation of Starlink satellites is growing.
Engines full power and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
That Falcon 9 rocket carried 23 more satellites into orbit from Cape Canaveral last night. There are now more than 6,000 Starlink satellites in space. They provide internet access to remote regions of the world.
Tonight, Caitlin Clark will be on the court with her WNBA team for the first time. The Indiana Fever will be in Dallas for a preseason game against the Wings tonight. If you want to watch, you'll need to subscribe to the WNBA League Pass. The Fever will open the regular season on May 14th.
Busy weekend for festivals and fun all around the Triangle.
Let's start with the food festival that's all about ham and yams. The Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival kicks off tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's so fun to say. There will be live music, amazing food, local artists, and vendors. If you're planning on checking out the festival, be sure to stop by the WRAL tent. Kent Smith, Michelle McConaughey, and Gerald Owens will be there. WRAL is a proud community partner.
And tonight and tomorrow, you can watch Luke Skywalker face off against Darth Vader with the big screen and live music accompanying it. Oh, yeah, a little preview there of what you'll hear if you head out to see the North Carolina Symphony perform John Williams' score from Star Wars Return of the Jedi. It's happening tonight and tomorrow night at May Mandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. Tickets are still available.
I wonder if you can bring your lightsaber. A Raleigh native coming back home to perform this weekend, Priscilla Block, will hit the stage tomorrow night at the Ritz. This show is the last one of our Hey Jack tour. Tickets are still available. They start at $22. For more about these and other events, go to WRAL.com and search Out and About.
Tomorrow will be a big lightsaber day, May the 4th. be with all of you.
Also looking forward to a weekend in the 80s. Who would have thought? But that's only because we've been in the 90s, right? Elizabeth Gardner. Hey, Elizabeth, WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, we hit 92 yesterday, which tied the previous record. And that was our first 90-degree day of the year. Big changes will start to happen today. You can already see some cloud cover there in Goldsboro, as well as Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant and, of course, our Fayetteville newsroom right there. So we'll see increasing clouds ahead of this front, and that front is going to really help to change up our weather pattern for the next several days. It's produced some severe storms back to the west, but we're not likely to see that. Once it crosses the mountains, it will weaken and stall across our area, bringing a chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. The big question has been for us here, of course, we're all very excited about Race for the Cure. We're big sponsors of that race. At 6 a.m., everything looks nice and quiet. At 9 a.m., we're looking at just the potential for an isolated shower. Not much out there during the morning. Even during the afternoon, we're looking at just a small chance for some showers and thunderstorms. But if you find yourself under one, that rain may be heavy at times. And we're not likely to see severe storms, but there could be a few rumbles of thunder. There's 9 p.m. with a few isolated cells popping up. And then Sunday morning, it looks like we start dry. But once again, we'll have a few showers that start to roll in by lunchtime with some showers and thunderstorms on and off. We definitely need the rain. Our drought status now, last week, all of our viewing area was abnormally dry. And now a good chunk of the state is abnormally dry. Take a look at these numbers. All the yellow, orange areas are where we've only seen 30 to 50% of our normal rainfall in the last month. So we really need some rain. We're looking at good chances for rain. 50% chance Saturday and Sunday, a 60% chance on Monday. And we're still going to hold with a shot at it on Tuesday and Wednesday, but just a lower chance. But look at this. For the amount of rain that we could see for Saturday and Sunday combined, it's really dropped this week. Earlier in the week, it looked like maybe half an inch to an inch. That would have been a good soaking. Now we're looking at maybe a quarter of an inch to half an inch of rain. That's not going to help us as much, but every little bit does count. Ham and Yam Festival in Smithfield. We are proud community partners of this festival. And we're just talking to Ken Smith. He's going to be out there. Temperatures will be pleasant in the low 80s in the afternoon, but the later it goes in the day, the better chance that we'll have of seeing some scattered storms. It's not going to rain all day by any means, but we'll just be dealing with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Kentucky Derby is Saturday around here. We'll see a high of 82 degrees, 50% chance of thunderstorms, a 30% chance here in Louisville with a high in the low 80s as well. We get back to some hot weather next week. Once we get out of our wetter pattern, we climb to 94. That's really hot for this time of year. I'll show you what it might feel like with a heat index coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, at 619, we continue to see some traffic building up in a major way down around the Garner area. This is an I-40 westbound coming into the capital city. If you want to avoid this area, you might want to just hop on Highway 70 and avoid I-40 westbound in the Garner area altogether. We are seeing some bumper-to-bumper traffic building from that vehicle fire that we've been telling you about there in the eastbound lanes of I-70 near the ramp to get onto the I-40 westbound. That's been happening now for the last half hour or so. Just be mindful of that if you have to navigate Highway 70 to get onto the traffic there in the westbound lanes of I-40. Elsewhere in the Triangle, in Durham, Chapel Hill, all the major routes are clear this morning.
Thanks, Ken. Here's a close call in a Raleigh community. A coyote chases a dog. Yeah, terrifying right there. What wildlife experts say you need to keep in mind when you let the dogs out?
Walgreens is now limiting sales of one of its candies after viral TikToks have caused a sensation. Why people are going wild over these snacks. Coming up in What's Trending.
And here are your winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Walgreens is limiting sales of a popular candy after TikTok videos made it go viral.
Ken Smith here now with What's Trending. Ken.
Yes, snacks, anyone? Walgreens is limiting online orders of its gummy mango candy to one bag per customer. The candy sold out nationwide after posts by TikTok users hyped them up. Walgreens says it's had to expand its inventory at stores to keep up with this high demand.
And as you can see in the video, they love peeling that candy. You peel off a layer and then you have a nice gummy mango flavor inside. Mm. And that has everyone going crazy over it.
I'd try it if I could find them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, how about this for your viewing pleasure? Netflix is giving us a closer look at the final season of its hit show, Cobra Kai. A new teaser trailer for season 6 came out yesterday. Netflix also announced the season will be split into 3 5-episode blocks. The first block starts in July.
Boy, they are getting their money's worth out of that, stretching it out. Renee, we were just talking about this. Season 6, where have we been?
I know. I need to catch up.
How
badly.
Did we get there? And now five parts in these 3 different sessions that they'll run there. So 15 total episodes in the final season. Fantastic.
Wondering if the training still includes wax on, wax off?
Oh, I would hope.
From the original?
Yeah, I would hope.
Ken, thank you.
Sure.
North Carolina First Lady Kristen Cooper has received a special award. Last night, she was honored with the Hope Center's Bridge of Hope Award for her longtime commitment to helping foster youth. The center helps foster children navigate the transition to adulthood. It serves foster teens ages 13 to 18 and young adults ages 18 to 24 who've aged out of the foster care system. And as you saw, Elizabeth Gardner emceed the event.
All right, check this out. Video taken by WRL viewer Jason Harris showing a little dust devil there at Broughton High School baseball game against Leesville Road. The National Weather Service says these dust devils form by strong surface heating. We certainly had that yesterday. And they can range from, anywhere 10 to 300 feet. That one's spinning up nicely.
New security measures on UNC's campus as students are taking final exams. This is a live look at the campus now. How the school is adapting after police and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed.
We have another hot day in our forecast, but rain is on the way with cooler temperatures, not just for the weekend, but into next week. I'll show you whether or not that'll help us catch up from a very dry April.
Texas is cleaning up this morning after severe weather caused tornadoes and flooding. Some areas are under disaster declarations this morning after those storms.